This episode of the Last Post radio show podcast series is brought to you by the National Breast Cancer Foundation.
Welcome to another episode of the Last Post radio show podcast series. And in keeping with our promise to have interesting and relevant guests on the radio show, it's my great pleasure to introduce and to say hello to Sarah Jane Mahanis, who is the head of individual giving at the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Sarah Jane, how are you?
I'm very well, Greg. Thank you so much for having me on today. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure is returned from this end too, Sarah Jane, because it's always good to chat to those that are doing something in the community that's of benefit to the others. And of course, National Breast Cancer Foundation itself has been something that's been operating for a number of years, helping a lot of Australians. So thank you very much. Sarah Jane, just to start this off, I guess there's a lot of questions regarding the prevalence of breast cancer in Australia and ways to combat that. But how prevalent is breast cancer in Australia, Sarah Jane?
Yeah, the short answer is it's extremely prevalent. It's actually the second most diagnosed cancer in Australia. And amongst women, it's the most diagnosed cancer in Australia. So that's a lot of us that are impacted either directly or indirectly by this disease. And I think estimated there's over 250,000 people living in Australia who've had a breast cancer diagnosis at some stage in their lifetime. So it's big.
Yeah. Look, that those figures give credence to that comment, Sarah Jane. And I guess, in that sense, we would all know of someone or be related to someone that has been diagnosed. Would that be correct?
Oh, it feels that way. Certainly the conversations that we have with our friendship groups, with our communities, it's just so prevalent. It's hard-pressed to find someone that hasn't been either directly or indirectly impacted, to be honest. And I think, this year alone, they're expecting over 21,000 people to receive that diagnosis. So it's the occurrence, I think, is outpacing population growth, which is a real concern.
Are there any reasons that this may be the case?
Well, Greg, that's why we're in the business of research. Research is the answer. It's central and critical to both understanding the disease better. It's a complex disease, and to improving those outcomes. And as the National Breast Cancer Foundation, our clear purpose is to fund world-class breast cancer research, and that's really the only way we're going to understand this disease and change the outcomes to the better.
Yes, and well said too. I mean, with the community, I guess why is community funding and donations so important? You've just outlined it, I guess, but how can we engage the community, and why is it important to keep sending out this message, Sarah Jane?
Thanks, Greg. So look, we don't actually receive any government funding. So National Breast Cancer Foundation is entirely funded by the extreme generosity of our amazing donors and partners. We couldn't do the work that we do without everyone's support. So it's a real community that together we have this purpose of funding world-class research. And our vision is very clear and ambitious, and that's to stop people dying from breast cancer, to end deaths from breast cancer. So it's vital that we keep the message out in the community. One thing that our donors and supporters often tell us actually is it's very empowering to be a supporter of National Breast Cancer Foundation. It's sort of doing a good thing, making a good thing out of something bad. People tell us that it's a positive action and that they can feel good about. They can do their bit. Oftentimes, if you're impacted by breast cancer, there's a lot that can feel completely overwhelming and out of your control, directly or indirectly. So this is something that people can do, which will make a positive difference. And I'm really proud that, National Breast Cancer has been around for 30 years now. We were founded in 1994, and during that time, the death rate of breast cancer has actually reduced by over 40%, which is extraordinary. So that really proves that research works. Research gives hope, and why we're so determined to end deaths from breast cancer.
Yes, I can understand that completely. I mean, second most diagnosed in Australia, cancer, 250,000 diagnosed at some stage in their life, and no government funding. It makes you wonder why. But of course, that increases the importance of getting messages out like this to the public to dip into the pocket. And there's other ways, but we'll talk about that soon, Sarah Jane, about helping the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Now, of course, with Anzac Day coming up, Sarah Jane, I guess the magazine and the podcast series do talk to people in relevance to the Anzac spirit. And the Australian public, I know, is filled with generosity, but to assist the large number of Australians and their loved ones too, Sarah Jane, of course, because it reaches far beyond the individual, how can enacting the Anzac spirit help National Breast Cancer Foundation?
Yeah, look, that Anzac spirit really, it lives on through all of us. And I think I agree that, the importance of that spirit feels more important in the lead up to Anzac Day, and acting on it does feel rewarding. I mean, it re re rewards the individual for acting, but also in our case, it actually rewards those impacted by breast cancer. So, I mentioned before that sense of empowerment for taking action, doing the sense of doing something good. I mean, we see that Anzac spirit alive every day in our work. From our friendship circles, we know Aussies want to help their mates. That mateship is a key characteristic of that Anzac spirit. The type of generosity is quintessentially Australian, and we just see that play out in spades. Our donors and supporters are just amazing. They are our lifeblood. We can't do what we do without them, and it is their support and ongoing support is very greatly appreciated.
Yes, it's so true, Sarah Jane. I guess in the modern world, where we have a lot of focus on social media and the instant now feeling of communication, people may get sometimes lost. But I think at the core of it all is, as you so wonderfully explained, the mateship and the Anzac spirit, the empowerment with action, of course, that can be. And the rewarding feeling that comes from giving and assisting those in need. But of course, it can strike anyone at any time.
It can. It's a disease that doesn't discriminate. And it's important to remember men can get breast cancer too. It's something that's not always known or realized, but it can affect anyone, young or old, male or female. So that's something to be very, very aware of. But that sense of mateship, I mean, we see this especially in some of our events. People might do an event in honor of someone they know and love who's been impacted, or they themselves. And the feedback we get from our donors too, we hear such incredible stories from people's own personal experiences and their mo own motivations for supporting National Breast Cancer Foundation. It's really very moving.
Yes, look, having myself worked in the charity industry some years back, and of course with Red Cross too, and I do know that we're at the bottom of everything, Sarah Jane, is a willingness to assist. And sometimes that can come from the most unlikely quarters. Those with little perhaps are known to give the most, but there it is. Everyone is welcome to assist the National Breast Cancer Foundation. When we speak of donations, Sarah Jane, all very well and brilliantly accepted, of course, and lovingly accepted. What other ways can people help?
Yes, thank you for asking that, Greg. There's a ton of ways people can help. So, of course, every donation is very welcome and appreciated. People can also host events. A popular fundraiser is hosting a morning tea. There's a number of challenges people can be sponsored for. You can get your friends to sponsor you for doing any type of challenge. So, whether they be sporting challenges or other challenges, people can speak to their workplace about about becoming a corporate partner or their workplace giving program at work. Lots of people love to wear pink to honor someone they know. And of course, many people choose to leave a gift in their will as well. And that's it's a really beautiful legacy, actually. And it's the most humbling gift we receive is a gift in will.
Yeah. Look, I suppose through my years of working with the magazine and now the podcast series, the bequests and the leaving in wills is particularly touching. And of course, something that can just, I don't know, the spirit of the person lives on through those donations and through that those bequests too, I would imagine, Sarah Jane. Look,
really
you
does.
Said about, you said about people doing things, obviously donations, but aside from donations, and my mind went to a number of areas, so I'm just going to suggest a few. Of course, you spoke about the morning tea.
Yes.
The morning teas. I was thinking, because I've done some walks for various charities over the years, people could walk for the National Breast Cancer Foundation. They could do some swimming. They could do
Absolutely.
Some reading.
Yeah, yes. Great suggestions.
Yeah, and even do some knitting. I mean, if someone was to knit nonstop for 36 hours and all money goes to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, as long as I get the jumper.
That's right. That's right. It would be a pretty big jumper after all that time. But
That's
no,
right.
they're great suggestions. Literally anything that's your passion or your hobby, any fun ways. It's a lovely way to support, actually, and rally your friends and your mates around you and just enjoy it. You know, supporting a charity should be all about feeling good about it. And that's just love those suggestions, Greg. Thank you.
No, that's fine. I tell you what, I might start something here myself with this, because, of course, I can imagine local libraries might be able to get involved with the reading too, and read three books or something in a week, and you might get some money for the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Sarah Jane, look, I guess also we spoke of course, the ultimate goal of the National Breast Cancer Foundation being zero deaths. How close are we to achieving that? Is it something that is possible?
Oh, we are very focused on. So National Breast Cancer Foundation have a very clear single purpose, which is to fund world-class breast cancer research in Australia, and our ambition of ending deaths from breast cancer. So we've seen amazing progress over the last 30 years, where that death rate has reduced by over 40%. But clearly, there's still more work to be done. The job is not over yet. And it's expected that, you know, that I think the current statistics, 9 people every day die from breast cancer. So that is 9 lives too many lost every day. So we have a very clear focus now. So the approach that we take in our research is on 4 key pillars. So we look at preventing breast cancer, detecting breast cancer as early as possible, so before it progresses. We want to stop that progression and stop the recurrence of breast cancer, and to focus on that treatment, so treating hard to treat breast cancers and metastatic breast cancer. That's when the cancer has spread to other areas. So those 4 key pillars, prevent, detect, stop and treat, is how we will achieve our vision of zero deaths. And the only way we can do that is to keep funding that vital research. Research works. It is the answer. And we need the support to continue in order to be able to do that.
Well, that's essential, of course, too, Sarah Jane. And I just thought of something else as a fundraiser too. You can get the kids involved in skateboarding, get them out there and skate for certain
great.
Hours.
Love that.
Yep. Just if the kids want to skateboard at their local arena nonstop for say 12 hours or 6 hours, whatever, 2 hours, just give the money to National Breast Cancer Foundation.
That's amazing.
I haven't stopped here. I'm on a roll now, but anyhow.
You are on a roll. I'm busy taking notes. I love it.
Isn't that wonderful? So it's preventing, it's detecting, it's to stop the progression, and it's the treatment that the important 4 factors there, Sarah Jane.
Indeed. You know, and everything, of course, is underpinned by the need to minimise harm and maximise that impact. So there's much work to be done, but we're very, very impatient and keen. You know, over the past 30 years, we've invested over $200 million in, I think it's over 600 research projects now. So, you know, there's been a significant investment in the past, but to demonstrate Focus moving forward. In the next 5 years, we are aiming to invest $125 million in new research. So we're very serious about ending deaths from breast cancer.
Yeah, over the next 5 years, $125 million over the next 5 years of funding. That is totally brilliant. And of course, funding also to research projects. So finally, I guess, Sarah Jane, with as we know, we spoke about earlier, the rewarding feeling that comes from helping others, the empowerment that it gives one. And I guess, see, this we could go deeper if we want to get into a philosophical thing here, but I suppose you can tell those when you pass them in the street, those that are happy and those that aren't. And I guess to me, I know that giving and assisting others is of great benefit to your own mental and physical health.
I understand that to be true as well. I think it does feel good to do good and to know you are making a positive difference. Every donor is important to us. Every donation absolutely counts, and it should be a joy and a pleasure to support. And I think what I would like to think is people have confidence in National Breast Cancer Foundation. We have runs on the board. We know what we're doing. Like, we have access to the most incredible researchers, the very best on a global stage. So we just need to keep going. We just need to keep funding this incredible research to look forward to the next breakthrough.
Yeah, look, so true. And I think too, when our veterans, those that were unable to return home, those that fell in battle, I guess the bottom line of all of this, Sarah Jane, is that we're fighting for the community that we have in the sense that it gives us the strength and ability to forge even better communities. And part of that, I guess, reason that we fight for the survival of our democracy, and that is so that we can give and we can feel good, and the diggers would be proud of that in the Anzac spirit.
Absolutely. It's together we will achieve this. And thank you to them for their incredible legacy to allow us to do that. So, together, let's end deaths from breast cancer.
Yes. Look, so well said. Feel good by doing good. Everyone out there, feel good by doing good, from the words of Sarah Jane Mahanis, who's the head of individual giving at the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And can you give the web address, Sarah Jane?
Absolutely. Please come and visit us on our website, which is nbcf.org.au. Thanks so much.
No, it's been wonderful. Let's try and get this right down. Let's zero deaths. Let's try and let's give and let's help the help us all. So thank you very much, Sarah Jane Mahanis, and thank you for being on the Last Post Radio Show podcast.
Greg, thank you so much for having me today. It's an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
You're listening to Greg T. Ross and the Last Post Radio Show.